sent to serve. Across the nation, children are back in 1,900 Lutheran schools serving students in early childhood through high school. Whether in person or through remote learning, students are thriving in programs of excellence in safe, caring Christian environments taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. That's lcms.org/schools.
We know that in addition to the family, one of the primary things that shape the lives of our children early on are the schools that we send them to, not just the teachers and the subjects and the learning and all of that, but also their peers. And then there is the message that the school sends. Some people say, well, public schools can be demonstrated to give you worse grades, worse test scores. What about family outcomes? We're going to talk about a new study, The Protestant Family Ethic. Joining us to do so on this Tuesday afternoon, Dr. Brad Wilcox, professor of sociology at the University of Virginia, director of the National Marriage Project, senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies, visiting scholar for the American Enterprise Institute, and co-author of this new report, The Protestant Family Ethic. Dr. Wilcox, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
It's good to be here, Todd.
How would you summarize the findings of this study, The Protestant Family Ethic?
Well, Todd, what this new study looks at is the question, or explores the question, are public school sector do better or worse than private schools in putting our kids on a successful path towards family formation? And in looking at that question, what we find is the kids who attend private schools are more likely to marry, they're less likely to get divorced, and they're less likely to have a child outside of wedlock. So the bottom line here is it's clearly the case that kids who are attending private school are more likely to succeed when it comes to forming strong and stable families.
So how would you describe the limits of this study, Dr. Wilcox?
Well, I think that one limitation here is we control for things like family income and race, ethnicity, and parental education, but we don't control for parents' family orientation. We don't have a measure of that. So it's certainly possible that what we're seeing here in part is that the kinds of parents who are more marriage-focused, more family-focused in how they raise their kids are more likely to pick private schools, particularly Protestant ones, and that then puts their kids on a path towards greater family success down the road. So what we can say definitively in this report is that kids attending private schools, particularly Protestant ones, are more likely to make good decisions when it comes to their adult family lives or to have good family outcomes. We can't say precisely how much the schools themselves are driving this result.
Tell us about prior research into the relationship between schooling and family outcomes.
Well, we actually haven't seen that much. I mean, there's been some work done by a scholar named Jeremy Ecker at Baylor University that shows that children who've been homeschooled, that children have been raised and have attended Protestant schools are more likely to marry. But in kind of looking at a wide range of outcomes, our study is the first one to look at three key outcomes here. One is getting married, two is getting divorced, and three is having a child outside of wedlock. And across those three outcomes, we find that generally speaking, kids in private schools do better, and that's particularly true for children who've attended Protestant schools.
Why do you think Protestant schools are associated with higher rates of stable marriage, lower rates of divorce, and the lower rate of out-of-wedlock births?
So I think part of the story here is about peers. And we see when it comes to reports of teens reporting that their peers have had sex, have used drugs, go to church regularly, or have plans for college, that on most of those sort of peer outcomes, kids who are attending Protestant schools really are pretty exceptional. So for instance, 75% of teens who have been attending a Protestant school say that almost no kids have had sex in their network. And that compares to just 16% of kids in public schools. That's just a huge difference. And it gives you just a kind of a taste of how different the peer networks are from public to private schools, particularly, again, these Protestant schools. So part of it's about peers. But I think principles also matter. And what I think we see in many Protestant schools is there's a greater willingness to talk about the importance of marriage, family life, the importance of family stability, to kind of articulate a clear and compelling message around things like sex, marriage, and parenthood. And that, I think, is also one of the factors, too, that's likely helping to account for the patterns that we see here among adults and children in the United States today.
What trends do we see associated with public schooling?
Well, in terms of public schooling, what we see in this new research is that basically today that young adults who have attended public schools are less likely to be married. They are the most likely to have ever divorced and the most likely also to have had a child outside of wedlock. So what we find, for instance, is that among today's millennials, 36% of millennials who've attended public school have had a child outside of wedlock. That compares to 16% of millennials who attended a Catholic school, 14% who attended a Protestant school, and then 19% who attended a secular or private school. So what you can see in that set of statistics is that young adults who have attended a private school of one sort or another are about half as likely to have had a child outside of wedlock compared to their peers who have attended a public school.
You talk about moral ecology of a school. What does that mean?
The idea here is that different kinds of schools, both kind of explicitly but also implicitly, that is both by design and just by default, end up basically celebrating certain kinds of values, certain kinds of virtues, and certain kinds of vices. And so what I think our research suggests here is that private schools, particularly Protestant ones, are more likely to embody both by design and by default values, virtues that are sort of more family oriented, and to help their students kind of steer clear of the vices that can lead to more family instability later on in adulthood.
You had mentioned the influence of peers. Do you consider that to be the primary influencer here, even beyond principles?
I think peers play a big role in all of this, but you know, it's also the case, too, that peers are hearing from their teachers and from their parents about, you know, these topics. And so if the peers are embedded in families and communities and schools where a particular message about the importance of marriage is clearly and consistently articulated, that's going to matter. And by contrast, if all the peers and children hear is sort of a message about kind of the importance of celebrating family diversity and, you know, not a message that really does anything to kind of articulate a clear and compelling expectation around family life, you know, that's going to register by default as well. So I think I would certainly say that probably if I had to kind of point to one factor, I would point to peers. But of course, these peer effects don't, you know, unfold in a vacuum. They unfold in a context where certain kinds of messages, and even parents, I think, are being often deliberate about the kinds of peers they're exposing their kids to, you know, because they recognize that certain kinds of peers are going to be more likely to put their kids on a path towards making good choices later in life.
How does family structure appear to affect these family outcomes?
Well, we do know in general that kids who come from intact families are more likely to form them. But one of the striking things in this particular report is we have some evidence, and it's, I would say it's more kind of suggestive than definitive, because some of our sample size, well, we've got some sample size issues with some of our subgroups in this particular study, but we do see some evidence that private schools are helpful and enabling kids from non-intact families to have a greater shot at succeeding when it comes to forging an intact family down the road.
Are there differences according to race?
There are. So what we do see is that basically non-white students tend to do better in these outcomes. We have evidence for Catholic schools when it comes to marriage. We have evidence, too, for non-marital childbearing as well. So that, and again, here it's for Catholic schools. So non-white adults who've attended a Catholic school are more likely to steer clear when it comes to having a child outside of wedlock compared to their, you know, their same race ethnicity peers who went to a public school. Now, here again, we have some issues in terms of the size of our sample. So I don't want to be kind of too strong on this particular point, but we do have some evidence that the racial ethnic minorities may be more successful in forming families later in life if they go to a private school.
What role does family financial stability play in these outcomes?
Well, again, here what's interesting too is that we found also some evidence that young adults who came from unstable backgrounds in terms of their family finances are more likely to benefit from attending a private school. And that's also, I think, pretty suggestive. And these effects were particularly strong for young adults who had attended or adults who had attended Protestant schools. So, again, some evidence that maybe kind of some of the disadvantages that obtain from experiencing financial instability or want or disadvantage as a child might be addressed or buffered against when you attend a private school, and especially we find this to be the case for Protestant and Catholic schools here.
So how would you describe the different messages about marriage, family, sexuality in public versus secular, private, Catholic, or Protestant schools?
Well, I think Protestant schools typically do the best job in articulating a clear and compelling message around family life, marriage, sexuality, and parenthood. And I think we all see that in some Catholic schools, but I think other Catholic schools are more likely to kind of steer clear of these issues for fear of touching a set of issues that can cause controversy among their parents or their students or their communities. And I think secular private and secular public schools tend to either steer clear of these issues or are more likely to sort of celebrate family diversity. But where this gets, I think, interesting and complicated is for secular private schools, because they are catering to a more affluent and more educated audience, you have this sort of talking left, walking right dynamic often playing out on the family front. And that is, in secular private schools, which are the most affluent schools, you have a lot of intact families sending their kids to these schools and kind of modeling that implicitly, sort of the importance of stable marriage implicitly, even though the schools might be formally sending a very different message in terms of what they're kind of teaching and celebrating in their public pronouncements about family life. So there's a bit of a tension there. But the point I would make is that sort of the practice tends to be pretty marriage-centered in reality.
Finally, why do you think when we talk about schooling, we focus on test scores and financial outcomes instead of family outcomes?
I think it's a great failing of our society today that we kind of, the message we give, and I see this among my students at UVA overwhelmingly kind of playing out here, but we tend to basically tell them all the time it's about education and work, age 14 to 28 or something like that. And then by the time they get close to 30, I think a lot of parents are like scrambling to sort of say, it's important also to get married and have children. And so that message, I think, shifts at that point for many young adults today. But I think we should be much more intentional about communicating to our teens and to our young adults, how much, marriage matters, family matters. I mean, these things are much more predictive of people's meaning, purpose, and happiness in life than how much money they make or what kind of school they went to. And so we should be more deliberate in fostering the kinds of virtues and values in our high schools and in our colleges and technical schools that are helpful for family life.
Dr. Brad Wilcox is professor of sociology at the University of Virginia, director of the National Marriage Project, senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies, visiting scholar for the American Enterprise Institute, and co-author of this new report, The Protestant Family Ethic. You'll find a link to this report at issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. Wilcox, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd, for having me here today.
In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Jesus is standing in the temple courts. The authorities and the ruling elders and the chief priests come up to him, and they challenge his authority. They say, "By what authority do you do these things?" Well, Jesus' response is peculiar. He says, "You tell me who was John's authority." They won't answer him, and neither will he. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Carl Fikencher as we look forward to Sunday morning right after this.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.